What can be confusing about this teaching is that I am addressing so many subjects and one can easily forget what is one's priority. What kind of a next step in one's evolution one needs to complete. Okay, I'm speaking about the inner knower, realization of the fundamental me. And this is all very important. But assuming that one has not attained complete horizontal samadhi in pure consciousness, all that new information can be quite distracting. So here we have again the conflict between the linear and the holistic approach to the path. The linear approach basically means that you go step by step in your evolution and you don't get distracted or care about other levels of awakening. And we have very clear picture of the linear approach. You realize pure consciousness and the absolute state. Then your heart, and then you surrender vertically pure consciousness, meaning reaching completion in the central channel, and then you move to the essential channel, and so on. So the holistic approach can serve as a distraction from the linear approach. But if taken wisely, the holistic approach can actually support you in your linear evolution. step-by-step evolution, because everything is interconnected. Having connection to being, for instance, actually balances your connection to pure consciousness. Otherwise, you will just generate too much energy in your headspace. But then again, if you aspire to reach the absolute state without completing realization in pure consciousness, that will be counterproductive, obviously. So each student has to have the basic wisdom or common sense on which dimension of awakening he should primarily focus. For instance, so few students have actually perfected their horizontal surrender in pure consciousness. And then they think that they should move to the absolute state, or even enter the primordial I am. It is one big misunderstanding. They don't have the foundation. They are just rushing too fast towards different spiritual attainments. Instead of creating the foundation seriously, I don't think I know any student who truly reached completion in their horizontal surrender. And that's not a good thing. Some think that they did reach completion, but this is due to the lack of sensitivity. To reach true pure consciousness, complete absorption in the universal I am, it's a huge attainment. However, so many students, they are content with arriving at the what I would call a weak realization of pure consciousness, and then they want to attain all the other states, but they don't have the foundation. Because so much information is given in this teaching, it can be overwhelming. And I certainly understand that. But if one is able to receive that information with wisdom, it is certainly extremely supportive, as long as one does not lose that linear perception of the path. Where each step in the path is being clearly defined. So I can ask you again, is your realization of pure consciousness perfect? Are you really in the state of horizontal samadhi, horizontal absence? is your identity so much established in pure consciousness that no matter what you do on the level of your person, personality, can weaken your connection to the universal I am, your horizontal absorption. Should this be the case, it means it's a clear indication that you need to go back to the work with pure consciousness. The holistic approach to the path is not meant to be a distraction from your basic goals. It's meant to support you. As the name implies, it's supposed to allow you to experience you more holistically. But you should not lose the right perspective, which means that you still have your evolutionary priorities. The fact is that unless you reach perfection in pure consciousness, that will jeopardize your evolution through all the other centers. So, theoretically, it's possible that one has attained a low level of realization in pure consciousness, then this person is trying to work with the essential channel, actualizing the inner knower, and so on. But because you don't have this foundation, the realization of all these other centers simply cannot be complete. It's like someone who has not attained the absolute state and is trying to surrender from the fundamental me, eventually will come to a place where he or she is completely stuck, cannot simply surrender deeply because has no access to the state, to the state of absence, to the absolute. So there is certain logic in our spiritual evolution that has to be respected. So, okay, I'm speaking about many things in the guidance that I give, but you should clearly understand your priorities. And what is actually that linear vision of the path? It's actually quite simple. You attain pure consciousness first, and you perfect that realization. But that is your priority. If you don't reach horizontal absence, complete samadhi in the universal I Am, it means that you have not completed your work. So that is your priority. Then, after you theoretically truly attained pure consciousness, then you can begin the vertical surrender, the foundation of which is reaching the absolute state. Then the next step is awakening of the heart and unifying the heart with the absolute. Then the next step is vertical surrender of pure me of consciousness. And only then you can truly begin working with the essential channel. Which is not in contradiction that in the holistic approach, you may have already started to work with the essential channel, but now you can fully enter the essential channel. Realization of the conscious me, fundamental me, the inner knower, cultivating the surrender in the essential channel, all the things are possible because you have the foundation. You have reached completion in pure consciousness and in the central channel of surrender. So that is wisdom, and that is actually, from the spiritual perspective, common sense. So the holistic approach, because I am speaking of so many things, addressing so many dimensions of spiritual awakening and the soul, is helpful. Is supporting. But it should not become a distraction from reaching your linear goals. You need to walk the path step by step, and you need to honor that process. If you want to experience everything, at the end you will just not experience anything of substance. Your consciousness will be just too diluted. Too distracted. Too much spread all over. So, the first step is the proper actualization of pure consciousness. Have you truly achieved that? How many of you have truly achieved that? I would say not many. So opportunity to go back to work with humility. Not rushing towards other states of attainment if you have not created the foundation. It's very important. There's an urgency to evolve. After all, you don't have that much time. But that urgency has to be balanced through patience. Each state of awakening is precious. In itself, it's so beautiful. And in itself, it deserves the highest appreciation. And should be treated in that way. Unless you are truly in love with pure consciousness, and having that infinite gratefulness that you have access to it, that you have fallen in love with the universal I Am. That you are so grateful to be in the universal I Am, that it brings tears to your eyes, that you have been so fortunate. Access to for the universal I Am to open its doors to your individual consciousness. Unless you can recognize these things, rushing to other states of attainment is simply foolish. And it is clearly reflecting that one is just not mature. So I would say spiritual urgency rushing towards higher states of attainment represents the strength, the vigor, and the fundamental drive of the soul to evolve, but based on the wisdom of evolution, the drive should be directed towards prioritizing each step of awakening at a time. So is your pure consciousness truly complete? Are you really in a state of horizontal absence? Are you merged with the universal I am? Are you really if not, go back to work. This teaching is giving you so much, but on some level it is giving you too much. Too much that you can take. That's why you should go back to the basis of this teaching, so that you can create a true foundation for your further evolution, instead of all that information that is given to you becoming a distraction from your fundamental goals. Sometimes I hear from students that they feel that they entered the primordial I am, but they have not even realized properly pure consciousness. They don't have the absolute. It is just foolish. Where they get these ideas from? This is just a confusion, or perhaps some kind of insincerity, or one is constantly craving to reach high levels of attainment for his egoic satisfaction. lack of intelligence. I don't know. It differs from one case to another. But one thing is certain. That trying to reach the higher spiritual goals without first creating the foundation is entirely missing the point. Be wise, be humble, and respect the basic laws of spiritual evolution. As I said, those who truly realize pure consciousness are extremely rare. And even those who did realize pure consciousness, I mean in our teaching, they can still profoundly deepen that realization. And it's about time for them to complete their work. So whether the holistic approach to the path, which is inevitable because I cannot keep speaking about pure consciousness all the time, because for me teaching is my creativity and I'm addressing so many issues. So that holistic approach should not be a distraction from the linear approach. Rather, it should support the linear approach. When I speak about being, connection to being should support your consciousness. Should relax your consciousness. But if you try to reach the absolute state without establishing pure consciousness, this is where you are missing the point. So in that case, the holistic approach actually becomes a distraction. making you forget what is your next step. There's certainly something that we do not want. So is your pure consciousness perfect? Are you truly in the state of horizontal absence? Have you merged with the universal I am? Truly? If not, go back to work.